CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Multiple people have been shot in their cars on Interstate 75 in southeastern Kentucky, in a rural area south of Lexington. WKYT-TV reporter Kelsey Soto is on the scene.
There's a several-mile stretch here that is completely shut down. Parts of the northbound lanes were also shut down. Very active scene still. We know multiple agencies have responded to this. We have seen Rockcastle County out here. We know the KSP has sent some of their armored vehicles. Lexington police also sharing resources like their helicopter. This is taking a lot of resources and a lot of energy and effort out here. And of course, now that night is falling, this is only going to become more difficult for those first responders out there working.
And we have just learned that police have identified 32-year-old Joseph Couch as a person of interest in the shooting. CBS News has learned that at least 14 people, most of them middle and high school students, have been arrested in the past few days for making online threats of violence in schools. The threat started after four people were killed in a high school shooting in Barstow County, Georgia. Janice Mangum is the sheriff in neighboring Jackson County.
A lot of times you have hoaxes and copycats that want to get in on it, and then this is what happens.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump fired up his supporters in battleground Wisconsin today, and CBS's Christian Benavides spoke with some of them.
We need to turn this country back to what we had under his presidency. We've never had it so good in my lifetime.
Trump's rally comes on the heels of New York Justice Juan Marchon delaying his sentencing to November 26th, 3 weeks after the election, for his conviction for falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels.
The big news this week was that the Manhattan DA witch hunt against me has been postponed because everyone realizes that there's no case because I did nothing wrong. Political witch hunt.
Former Republican Vice President Dick Cheney has joined his daughter, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, in announcing they'll be voting for Kamala Harris.
I'm honored to have their endorsement, and I think that what they both, as leaders who are well respected, are making an important statement that it's okay, and if not important, to put country above party.
An American goes down to defeat in the women's final of the U.S. Open. Here's CBS's Adriana Diaz.
In New York City today, it was game, set, match. Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus is the new women's champion after defeating American Jessica Pegula. The 26-year-old has made the U.S. Open finals in the past 2 years, and this is her second Grand Slam win.
The men's final is tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9047. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
In Britain, a convicted fraudster has been blocked from inheriting his dead wife's millions.
Donald McPherson said he found the lifeless body of his wife, Paula Leeson, in a four-foot-deep pool in 2017. A court cleared him of murder, ruling there was insufficient evidence. But now, Leeson's family's managed to block him from inheriting her $6 million estate after showing that Leeson was an accomplished swimmer, that McPherson was a convicted con man who used multiple aliases, and that he'd taken out multiple life insurance policies on Leeson before her death. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution that was signed and sent to states to ratify will be auctioned later this month in North Carolina. The document was found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former governor of North Carolina. It was made after Congress approved the new Constitution in 1787. It is the only privately owned copy known to exist. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Sunshine and warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. More sunshine for Monday and Tuesday, high temperatures around 80. Up to the mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday. Currently 51 degrees.
Stay. Oh, Monday, Monday. Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady.
kiss us first, just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off fair.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and some real talk about retirement savings, namely why you need it. Now, when I talk to folks who don't yet have retirement savings, I often hear things like, I don't want to retire, I'm going to work as long as I can. And look, I get it. And I have talked to thousands of people like me who love what they do or love working, or folks who just don't want to cut back on their spending. But check this out. Only about 20% of us are going to work past the age of 65. Whether it's because our industries change or because our health takes a turn or we want to care for our grandkids, who knows? And that is why it's important to start putting away even a little bit right away and getting yourself on a path towards a retirement plan. It's an investment in you and your future, no matter what the future holds. That is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here to drive,
yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go. Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You bet.
better believe a song of Joe Van Gogh's story when a big game hit the floor. Hustling people strange to you, even if you do got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off a hold on Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
News and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. She smiled up at me, and she took my hand, and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
with the way they talk. They knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be California. I wish they
guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
W-R-J-N.
Ooh, baby. Hey,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness,
you.
Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh,
Sure.